Blog Talk Radio.
Please. gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're gonna break out some praise. Everybody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone, Curtis.
Thank you.
named Lazarus, of Bethany, of the town of Mary, her sister. It was that Mary was anointed the Lord with ointment. Let me tell you, just because, watch this, y'all. Just because Mary and Martha was close to Jesus, can I tell you one thing tonight? Just because they were close to him, they still had a crisis. Can I tell you that sometimes it don't matter how saved you are, or it don't matter how much Jesus you got, we all face a crisis somewhere in our lives. But can I tell you that when God let the crisis come, when God lets the situation come, don't let the away from him, he let it come that you may bring it closer to him. And the Bible says, soon as Lazarus got sick, they sent a letter to Jesus and told Jesus that he was sick. And what would the Bible say? The Bible said, and Jesus waited 2 more days. Let me tell you that sometimes God will wait till you can't help yourself.
My God.
God will wait until you can't deliver yourself. Sometimes God will wait you come up a higher until your money can't get you out. Sometimes God will wait until your credit can't get you out. Can I preach, y'all? Sometimes
preach.
God will wait until your stimulus check can't get you out. Until you do one thing, you have to depend on the Lord. Oh, my God. Who am I preaching to right now? Now, some people may beg the difference, but I believe that with this situation going on in the world right now, I believe with this crisis going on in the world right now, it is to refocus the church, it's to put the church back in the Chanda Bahia, put the church back on their knees, put it back in the consecration. My God, now watch this. This going to sound crazy, but I got to say it anyhow. I thank God for the coronavirus for a reason. I'm that, what you mean, man of God? I said, thank him for a reason, because you know what it did for me as a person? It made me get back into prayer like I ought to be. It made me seek God like I'm supposed to seek him. It made me get a hold of God like I ought to get a hold of God. I said, God, I need to ask you a question. Are you pleased with the way I'm living? Are you pleased, God, with the way I'm serving? God, search my heart and search my motive. Now I understand what the word of God means. He said that God put every man's motive on a battle. That's to see, amen, praise God, what's the purpose and the motivation behind what you're doing? Are you doing it to be seen? Are you doing it to be recognized? But if you're not doing it to please God, then what you do is be a thing. My God, I never forget that everything you do in this season, it ought to be motivated by love. And I asked the Lord a question one time. I said, Lord, why is it that we don't see miracles like we used to see in the days of old? Why is it, God, we don't see folks getting healing, getting out of wheelchairs like the people of old? And you know what the Lord began to speak to me? Because God said that a lot of stuff that people are doing in this season is not coming out of the heart. It is not being motivated by love. It's been motivated by prestige. It's been motivated by, oh, somebody wants to be the next one now. But let me tell you something, that we're in a season right now that in this next move of God, you better preach it, Pastor Chris. I said, this next move of God, that God will use people. Watch this. God will use people. My God, those that got the right heart and those that got the right spirit and those that are like David that have a heart after God. That said, God is not about the title. It's not about being seen. It's not being recognized. It's all about God. And I tell you that in this season, that God is raising up, and God is raising up prophets who's going to turn the hearts of the people back to God, who's going to turn the people's hearts back unto God. I don't know about you, but I'm telling God, turn my heart, my attention, and my affection back unto the Lord. Oh, God, refocus me, God. Yes, sir. Lord, refocus me. Oh, God, refocus me. Help me to see what you want me to see. Can I get back and work it takes a few more minutes? Thank God for all of you who are tuned in by Facebook Live, and you're tuned in by Zoom, and you that tuned in by the radio. Then this was the word of God said about that he wanted 2 more days, 48 hours before he got there and went and seen him by Lazarus. But one thing he did tell his disciples, he said that this sickness is not unto them, but for the glory of God. I want to tell you right now, God gonna get some glory out of this. After this, it's gonna be some glory. Y'all better help me here. If you're watching me by Facebook, I need you to share right now. If you're watching me by YouTube, I need you to share right now.
You preaching.
I'm telling you, God is trying to get some glory out of us. I'm trying to tell you that God is trying to turn a miracle back to God. But first of all, he's trying to turn the church back unto him. Y'all ain't going to say amen if it is. Like I can tell it, say, he's trying to turn his church unto him. Because sometimes our church can get off track. And please, saints, don't get me wrong. Sometimes we days and usher days and family days and grandmama's day and stepdaddy's day. And I'm not knocking into the type days like that. But God said, when I'm on a day where I can move and I can deliver and I can set people free. And we're not on the time clock. But Lord, we're saying, God, we want more of you. We want more of your power. We want more of your anointing. We want more of your word. And I'm preaching up in this house today. And now watch what the word of God says. You that watch the
oh, you preaching.
If you do me a favor right now, would you share this video? And you that's watching me by YouTube, you that's watching me by Instagram, you that's watching me by radio, I'm trying to tell you that God has preserved you and God has kept you for such of a time as this. Now, the book of Daniel says that in the ancient days, he saw my God the saints coming and possessing the kingdom. Can I tell you, saints of God, there is a ruling kingdom coming. Oh, I know who I'm talking to. I said, there is a ruling kingdom coming, and my God, and this church right here won't be like the old church right here. It's a church that's coming with the anointing and with the glory and with the power of the Holy Ghost upon their life. I want to let you know, praise God, according to Daniel, amen, praise God, the book of Daniel, read around about the seventh chapter. He said, I saw this thing coming in the ancient day. The ancient day means the last days, who would possess the kingdom. I let you know the old thing. Who is left among you that saw this house in a form of glory? How do you see it now? He said, there ain't no comparison. He said that the latter house shall be greater than the former house. I want to tell some people that's watching me, my God, to let you know that the latter house is going to be greater than the former house. I'm just going to let you know that the church is not going down, but the church is going up. I want to let you know he told Peter, he said, Peter, thou, Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church in the gates of hell. Woo! Shall I prevail against that? Now, I got to work the word. Can I work the church a few more minutes here? If y'all watching me, praise God, by YouTube, watching me by Facebook, I need you to go right now and start sharing. So somebody needs to hear this gospel. Somebody needs to hear this word. Now, watch what the Bible said. And the Bible said he waited two more days. Sooner or later, he got up. The Bible said he got up, and my God, he comes in and running, Martha running out to him, and said, Lord, he didn't fit here. My brother would not have died. Can I tell you that when a situation hits you, you got to know who to go to. You can't run to everybody. You can't confide in everybody. You can't go to the You can't run to Sister Cucumber every time. You can't run to Brother Watermelon every time. You can't run to Sister Apricot all the time. You got to run to Jesus. Because there's some situation that can't nobody get you out, my God. Woo, my God. How that ever hire? And you know what the Lord is saying? The Lord said it's been a long time since you prayed like you've been praying. The Lord said it's been a long time since you've been seeking me like you've been seeking me. And God said, now is the accepted time. God said, now what I got to do to you in this season, he said, I got to do you like an old 1966 or 76 covenant supreme. My God, who wrought this happened? Who wrought this knocking? The Lord said, I got to tear your motor all the way down. And God said, I got to rebuild you again. And I'm telling you, people of God, that God said he's going to rebuild us again. He said, when he launches out this house, oh, my God, we won't be the same. Now, I ain't ashamed to tell you that I'm from the country. I ain't ashamed to tell you I'm from the country. And in the country, we didn't have a whole lot of games. But you know what we did? Praise God. You know what we did? We shot marbles. We played hopscotch. We played all kind of games. We played jump rope, kickball. Or did you hear what I said a minute ago? We played all kind of games. But I want to tell you right now, how many of them that the playtime is over? How many of them the game is over? And God is calling us to accountability. God is calling us back unto him. Oh, come on, somebody. And let me tell you something. It's just like a 1976 Ford or Chevrolet. God is tearing the motor off its like I used to be sick here. But God, this crisis has put me back in the past, has put me back in the prayer, has put me back in the fasting. I don't know about nobody. Thank God this quarantine thing have made me pray like I used to pray. This quarantine, see, it takes an honest person that said, God, I know I ain't been praying like I ought to be praying. That saying, God, I know I ain't been seeking you like I ought to be seeking. When you come out this quarantine right here, you ought to have a fresh word from the Lord. I don't know about your little candy yams and collard greens and cornbread. Come on, somebody, and good fried okra. But you know what? It ain't no good. You got 2-day and 3-day-old cornbread. I can't get no amen. I like a fresh brand of cornbread. That when you eat the bread, praise God, and bring the bread out the stove, and when it busts open, the steam come out, praise God. And when you put the butter on it and baptize it with butter, the butter goes through all the cracks. It's all preaching to anybody up in this house. And let me
you preach it.
Amen. That's the way the word of God is. I'm here to say we need a fresh word from the Lord that you need to steal for somebody else, that you wouldn't comprehend for nobody else. You need a right now word from the Lord. Woo! You need a right now word from the Lord. You that's watching me right now by Zoom, and you that's watching me right now in about Facebook Live, you that listen to me right now on the radio, I want to tell you that Christ is going to be Christ in the midst of this crisis. I will let you know it ain't over yet. God told Peter, he said, thou, Peter, he said, upon this rock, he said, I will build my church. And he said, the other Messiah, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm here to tell you, saints of God. I'm here to tell you, preachers. I'm here to tell you, apostles. I'm here to tell you, prophets, that God has given us a set of keys, and we got to work our keys. Woo! He said, whatever you bound on earth, set it bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, he said it's going to be loosed in heaven. We have that kind of power. We have that kind of capability. Oh, I can't get no amen here. You do what, man of God? That bind everything that's not like God. That bind the sicknesses. That bind diseases. We are speaking spirits, and God has given the power to speak in the atmosphere. Come watch this. We are atmosphere changers. Who am I preaching to? Can I work these last 15 minutes? Can somebody say, go on, preach it, Pastor Chris? Now, watch what the word of God says.
Preach it.
The Bible says this right here.
Preach it.
Mary, Martha said, my Lord, if you had a been here, he said, my brother would have had time. But Jesus began to tell the lady. What did Jesus tell the lady? He began to let her know in the Bible word of God. He said, your brother shall rise again. She was a little arrogant. She got a little upset. Let's be real. Say, we all are human. We all have emotions. And my God, God put those emotions there for a reason. And Martha began to speak out of her emotions. And she was a little angry and a little resentful. And she said, Lord, if I would have. But Peter said he's going to rise again.
My God.
I know he's going to get up again. I know he's going to get up again in the resurrection. And you know what Jesus said? Your brother, amen, Peter. He said, I am the resurrection. He said, I am the life. He said, though he was dead and you believe in me, yet shall he live. I want to let you know, boy, I said, I appreciate that. I'm here to tell you, praise God, you're going to live and not die, and you're going to declare the works of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, praise God, ain't nothing like, listen to me, yo, ain't nothing like when God come back and convict you. There's one thing for people to tell you stuff and they get convicted, but it ain't nothing like when God convict you. And God began to tell me during this quarantine, God began to tell me, he called on Sunday Bahia. While I've been on my faith and while I've been seeking the Lord, God began to tell me, he said, Pastor Kirksey, you need to get back to preaching the gospel. And the gospel is the good news. The gospel is the glad tidings. He told him in Mark 16:15, he said, Jesus said unto them, go into all the world. Watch this. To every creature. I didn't say gospel. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that baptized should be saved, and he that not should be damned. And he said, and these signs,
my God,
them that believe in my name, they should cast out devils, not cast them in. Cast out. Oh, yes, sir. That's what we're missing. We be missing the power to cast devils out. know you're not being in the prayer, when you know you're not being in the passion, when you know you're not being in seeking God, don't you lay hands on people. Don't you lay hands on nobody, because we don't want your spirit in this season. Everything that we're asking God for in this season, it's got to come from the Lord. Woo! Can I work these last 10 minutes here? What are you talking about, murder, God? I'm talking about Christ in the midst of a Christ seat. And the Bible, he said, Lord, he said, your brother will rise again in the resurrection. He said, I know that, Lord. And as he began to go, listen, I want you to catch the part of the soul as I give it a brand new story in. And the Bible began to tell me that even Mary began to tell Jesus, that Jesus, if you just had a baby, my brother wouldn't have died. Can I tell you that sometimes some things got to die in order for some things to live? If I'm preaching to anybody, sometimes some things got to die in order for other things to live. Can I make it plain? Yeah. Can I make it plain to you? If the hog don't die, you ain't gonna have no bacon. Can I preach up in here? If the cow don't die, you ain't gonna have no beef. If the chicken don't die, you ain't gonna have no drumstick, no legs, and no wings. I'm preaching good up here, but I'm trying to tell you tonight, to let you know tonight, that God's trying to put us back on the right path. He's trying to be center up. He's trying to be focused on that, that preaching the gospel. That was my point right there. God said, get back to the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because that is where the power is at, is in the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I'm telling you, saints, we got to get back to the gospel. Can I finish this word here? Can I finish this word here? You that's watching me by Facebook, will you do me a favor? Will you share this video right now? Even if you shared it already, share it one more time and bless the people that's on your Facebook. Because somebody right now, don't go to church, but we turn Facebook on. That somebody in your family needs to be saved. Oh, God. There's somebody in your family that needs to. Let me tell you, time is short. It ain't long as it has been. And I've been taught by God to give you the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but it's the power of God unto salvation. Watch this, to everyone that believes it. And there's another scripture, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And whom the God of this world has blinded their minds of the people. I'm telling you, people of God, there are people that are preaching, but they're blinded. Prophesying, but they're blinded. Singing, but they're blinded. In the choir stand every Sunday, but they're blinded. Oh, my God. But in this season, in this time of quarantine, God is refocusing the church. In the time of this quarantine, God's trying to purge it. He's trying to purify you. I told him this yesterday, amen, on Facebook Live. I ain't saying it's out coming the country. But in the country, we kill hogs, we kill goats, and we kill chickens. But when we got ready to kill a hog, we hung him up in the tree upside down and split him down the middle, and we caught it gutting him out. Hey, you, that's going to be your way in this season. God, cut out everything in me. That ain't that. Gut it out. Somebody said, gut it out. Somebody ought to type in on the Facebook screen right there and say, gut me out, God. Is there any encouragement, any jealousy? You just listen to me by radio. Anybody that's tuning into me right now, I'll yell and say, God, gut me out. I can't finish this story because I want to give somebody a chance to be saved. Somebody right now may need the plan of salvation. And you say, man, God, I don't know what to do to be saved today. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to quote the word of God to you. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9 and 10, he said, dead of God should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, but he said, thou shalt be saved. Woo! You ought to say, God, forgive me of my sins right now. It don't matter what you did the last hour. It don't matter what you did last week. It don't matter what you did a couple of minutes ago. If you say, God, forgive me and wash me and save me and fill me right now with the Holy Ghost, God is going to come in right now. And he's going to save you right now. My God, you ought to say, Lord, forgive me. Wash me my sin. Come into my life, God. Purge me, God. If there be anything in me that ain't right, God, that you satisfy, take it out of me and save me. And when you mean that from your heart, watch the Father. You mean that from your heart, God is going to save you right now. Now watch this. Now you're saved. Now you need to go on and seek God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need to find your local pastor that can lead you into the full effect of having the Holy Ghost. Because you can believe, because the Bible says that the devil also believes in trouble, but they need the Holy Ghost. In the 1970s, my grandmama cooked a lot of preserves. Are you hearing me here? And I wonder why did she put that seal on there? She said, if I don't put the seal on this jar, she said, it's not going to keep the preserves. You may be saved, but you need the Holy Ghost. Because it's the Holy Ghost. Woo! I got a good God Almighty. It's the Holy Ghost that's going to keep you and keep you saved. You're saved, but you need a keeper. You're saved, but you need a keeper. The Bible said, let me try to wind it. The Bible said, they passed through the upper coast of Ephesus. They find seven disciples there. You begin to ask them a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? I need to ask you on Facebook. I need to ask you on YouTube. I need to ask you on Instagram. I need to ask y'all that's listening to me on radio tonight. Amen. I need to ask you, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? If you got to ask somebody if you got it, then you ain't got it. If you got in that doubt in your mind, my God, that you said, hey, now, I don't know if I got it, you ain't got it. Because once you get it, you're going to know you got it. Once the Lord comes into your life, you're going to know you got it. But I'm preaching some gospel tonight. I got to get ready to give it a cold out of here. But I want to let you know to make a long story short. The Bible said that Mary left the house, watch this, of the moment. Watch this, and ran to Jesus. Let me tell you, when God give it a shift your life, you got to get away from folk who want to keep you negative. When God shift your life, you got to get away from people who want to keep you in self-pity. Y'all ain't gonna say anything. I don't know about y'all. I used to live on the street called Pity and Disencouragement Boulevard. But I want to tell you tonight that God is changing. God is changing your direction. And I want to let you know tonight, you that's listening to me by Facebook, you that's listening to me by YouTube, you that's watching me by Instagram, you that's listening to me by blog radio, you that's listening to me by Zoom, to let you know today that God's will that you may be saved. The Bible says not God's will be even perish, but yes, they all and be saved. I'm getting ready for it. I'm getting ready to wrap this thing up tonight. I will let you know right now. I wouldn't be a good preacher if I don't offer you the plan of salvation. And I'm telling you tonight, you that's watching me on every platform tonight, that God wants you to know tonight it's his will that you need. It don't matter what you did last week. It don't matter what you did last month. God will let you know you can be saved right now. And you know what, Pastor E? God let me know. Watch this. That she left the house on the morning and came to Jesus. Sometimes you got to get away from people who want to keep you down and keep you negative and keep robbing you of your joy and keep robbing you of your peace. You are in that season. You got to learn how to separate yourself from anything that's threatening your peace. Oh, Lord have mercy. Learn how to separate relationships. And from bad relationship from good relationship, learn how to separate relationship from anything that threatens your peace, your joy, and your happiness. You in a time now you can't be selling your peace and selling your joy. I can't get no amen again. Watch this. And when she got to the tomb, Jesus said, "Show me where you laid him in." Did you hear what I'm saying here, y'all? And you know what the lady said? Somebody begin to say, Lord, by now, he's thinking. You may be in a stinking situation, and everybody know what's going on in your life. And what you're going through right now is an embarrassing moment. But I got a word for you that's going through an embarrassing moment. The Bible here gives you the glory to praise for the spirit of heaven. Oh, he gives you beauty for ashes. I need to tell you right now, it ain't over yet, honey. It don't matter what you're going through. It's not how many times you go down. As long as you get back up. The Bible says, watch him make me fall seven times. And he's going to get up again. You need to prophesy and tell yourself tonight, God, I'm getting up again. God, I'm getting up again. You need to tell some people, I'm not, my God, watch this, an elevator saint. the stairs. For every step, you had to appreciate. Every step, you had to cry sometimes. Every step, you had some good days. Every step, you had some bad days. For those steps made you. They saved you to who you need to be right now. Because I'm preaching to anybody up in this house today. Who am I talking to right now? Who am I talking to right now? Other people. You see me? You're just watching me on Zoom. I know some of you can't see me on radio. But let me say, there are some people who have wrote you off, but it's okay. Because you know why? God is writing you back in. There's some people who wrote you out their plan, but God is writing you back in there. I got to get ready to close. And I'll preach up in this house tonight. I got to get ready to close. Isn't God hot on me now? I done sweat a little bit. I want to let you know right now that God is turning the situation from me. Amen. Give me to turn it back over to Pastor E. Amen. Praise God. We're giving it open these phone lines up tonight. Amen. If there's anybody want to call in, go to my.
Yeah, see, we bind that. Just as the word is going forth, we see that freeze in there. We're going to ask the Heavenly Holy Ghost to move right now as we come back together. You guys out there that are on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to.
Yeah, see, we bind that. Just as the word is going forth, we see that freeze in there.
You guys want to get into this conversation, dial 1 on Blog Talk Radio. It is available for you right now. Bishop got broken off, but I want to open up the lines. Pastor Dwayne Collins, welcome to Man of the Movement. What's going on, man of God?
Man, just sitting there listening to my brother, man, bringing that word down.
Pastor Dwayne.
Down, man. Yeah, can you hear me? Could you hear me? Hey, could you hear me? Hello?
Hey, man. Okay, see, you know what? I'm going to confess something tonight. I am done with Zoom. I am done with Zoom. Believe that.
You are unmuted.
Hey, man. Pastor Dwayne, can you hear me?
Yeah, could you hear me now?
I can hear you now, brother. How are you, my man?
Man, I'm relaxing, man. Listen to that word, man. Getting fed, getting understanding. And the man y'all
man,
brought
that,
in there.
Like, man, that boy put that word down.
Man, he put it down, man. He put that thing together. I said, my God, Lord, that's it. You know, we got caught up a little bit trying to figure out what's going on. But yeah, man, that was the word there, bro.
Yeah. I'm about to quit Zoom and stream. Facebook has a program that you can join that lets you invite people on. So we're gonna start opening up some other things on Facebook where we know we have our following.
Yeah,
but man, bless you for listening tonight. I see that you persisted even when it was dropping. You stayed going. You stayed coming. You stayed connected.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna bring Bishop back next Monday on what's that? This Man Up. That's Let's Let's Talk Jesus. We're gonna bring Bishop back on next Monday because that word didn't get saturated out to all the areas that it should have. We're gonna bring him back next week. As we were listening to the difficulties, we did some more research and have made a decision to go with Facebook. Being able to bring guests on Facebook. So, man, bless you, man. How's it going up there on your end?
Oh, God bless you, man of God. It's going real good.
Okay, you back. There you go. Pastor Dwayne Collins. There's Bishop Roger.
Yes, sir. Bishop Roger, I appreciate that word, man. You know, that was on fire. That was an on-time word, man. That's what the body of Christ need to hear, man. You know, and sharpen the body and put us in right tune. So I appreciate that word, Bishop. That was the on-time word there, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
Say,
yes,
preach
sir.
Jesus.
Appreciate that.
Preach Jesus.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
now, Bishop, I was telling the listeners as we were getting you back on that week, man. I want to see if we can get on Let's Talk Jesus, because there was a lot of difficulties going on the broadcast. I've made decision to fire Zoom and fire a Restream and go with Facebook guests. There's another program on there that I can bring you on my Facebook page and we can do a interaction together. We're going to do that. But check your schedule and see if you're available next Monday, same time.
Yes,
we would love to bring you back that word could go forward, you know, uninterrupted. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Anybody else out there on our Blog Talk Radio, anybody here live on Zoom that would like to ask the question of the bishop, the man of God, the traveling evangelist, the man moves all over the place. And look, he's here with us with the little folks. He don't mind visiting the little folks, the Now Network. And we are honored to have the man of God here tonight. Minister Terry, welcome to Man of the Movement.
Good evening, beautiful family. I was saying, my God, powerful words. It moved, and I felt it. I recall of it, Bishop Roger. Glory be to God. I love what you said, too. Sometimes when the Lord don't take us up the elevator, he wants us to endure those steps. Those steps where he's
get
taking
the stairs.
Yeah. Don't take the easy way. Do the steps. Because sometimes if you step too fast, you might miss something. So we have to endure those steps. So glory be to God for all you have shared tonight. And I receive it. Amen.
Yes,
God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
I appreciate it. Thank God for you. Amen. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
All right, Danny. God bless you,
Amen.
Woman of God. Appreciate you. Thank you for coming on the air. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You.
And Pastor Dwayne is in Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, God bless you. Amen.
Prophet Dwayne Wood, welcome to Man Up. What's up, my brother? Prophet Dwayne, welcome to Man Up. I know I'm throwing under the bus tonight.
God bless everybody. How are you doing?
Okay, I know
Praise
you're on the road.
God bless you, my brother.
Bishop
Amen,
Roger Kirksey, this is my brother, Prophet Dwayne Woods. I want to introduce you guys, get you connected. We got a lot of things to do together.
God bless you, Prophet Dwayne Woods.
Amen. God bless you, Bishop. God bless each and every one of you on here this evening. Was not able to actually hear the word, but I thank God that I'm still on time to receive something from the Lord. And I believe that each and every one of us should be at that position in our mindset to still receive something from the Lord. So we bless you, Bishop. We thank God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for your totality and all that you do, and may the Father continue to give you strength in what you do. So
yes, sir.
I'm here to support. Amen. I'm here to support, and we just thank God
Amen.
For everything. Amen.
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 Tomorrow
God bless
night.
You, my brother. Appreciate you.
Tomorrow
yes,
night
sir.
Here on the blog on the Now Network, Prophet Dwayne Woods is the host of the Prophet's Closet. Same time tomorrow night. Boy, the boy, he's on the, what is it, Issues. He's been on Issues for about 6 months, and every week here come a new issue.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We're in there. We're in a vein right now. I think we just need to stay right there in the vein, because everything that we're talking about, and hopefully, Pastor E, we can get those recordings and have somebody to write them down so that we can put this in the book.
Yeah,
we can do that. We can do that. We can do that. I have all the archives. I just got to download them and splice them, and we'll make it happen. We'll talk about that offline, and we still need to get your YouTube together. But bless you, man of God.
God bless
Amen.
You, man
bless
of God.
You,
good to meet you.
God bless you too, Bishop. Can't wait to lay my eyes on you, because I know God is doing something in the midst of this.
Oh yes.
Y'all
Amen.
Closer than I am. He in Alabama, you in Atlanta. Y'all right up down the street. You probably pass him all the time now. Prophet Dwayne is a truck driver also. He didn't probably pass over your house a million times.
Yes, Lord. Amen. That's the truth.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Probably.
So yeah, we're gonna make it happen. We're about to get on the road. I'm expecting a great move of evangelism to go forward, and I'm ready
Amen.
To hit the street. I stay in the streets, but I'm ready to hit the road now.
Oh yes, sir. Amen. Just as soon as this virus is over, Amen. Me and Pastor E, praise God, we're headed to Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going up north, praise the Lord, and we're going to go souls for Jesus. We're going to get an evangelistic crusade. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother. I'm looking forward to meet you real soon.
Amen. Amen. Likewise, sir. Likewise.
Amen. Amen. We got a couple more minutes. Anybody else would like to chime in for talk to the bishop, give him a congratulations. I know I was blessed by the word. I know some of you may have missed some of it. We're having some difficulties getting the lines put together, but I guarantee you Monday night we are going to be full-fledged on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to do it in excellence that we can really get this thing kicking and going. Now, if you're out there and you're saying, I want to do it too, well, let's get together. Let's make a virtual revival go on. Let's not wait. Let's make it happen now. I'm just losing faith in Zoom because a lot of people can't get on. And then the other streaming areas, if you're not paying over $300 for it, you're not getting the same benefits. So we're going to look for some cheaper and some more efficient ways that we can bring the word. Man of God, you blessed me tonight. And and I'm a believer. If one got it, that was good enough. Amen. So I congratulate you. I thank God for you. This is what we do, man. This is what we do.
Amen.
This is just our kickoff.
Yes,
so I want you to pray us out of here. Let our listeners know how, if the Lord is impulsing them to bless you tonight, that to sow a seed into your ministry, please give your Cash App information out that the seeds can be sown into you as well as into the good ground that you are. Amen. And then pray us out of here.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you again, Pastor Eve. Amen for having me tonight. Praise the Lord. Appreciate God for Jesus. Thank God. Praise God for all my great friends that are on. I believe I got my great friend also, Mark Ware, on also. Thank God for all you that tuned in from the radio broadcast. You watch on YouTube. You that watch us on Instagram. Amen. You that watch us on live stream and those that watch us on Facebook tonight. We pray to be a blessing. Amen. Before we go, if you out there in radio land, amen, anywhere on Zoom, if you decide to sow a seed, amen, you can go to our Cash App. And if you got an ink pen and a pencil, you can write it down. Amen. Our Cash App is $ blessings with an S and an D, miracles with an S. Amen. And you can plant your seed. And you that's listening by radio, amen, find me on Facebook. And my name is Roger Kirksey. Amen. Find me there. Inbox me. Praise the Lord. Send me a friend request. I'm looking forward to connecting with you. Before we go, amen, we're going to say a prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Pastor E is going to come back and dismiss us. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for everybody that tuned in, for giving platform tonight all over the world tonight. They hear this word tonight. I want you to bless them. I want you to take them higher. I want you to take them deep in your word, God. And I pray that the word of God tonight, that it minister to the hearts of the people and the hearts of your people around the world and around the globe. I ask you to bless right now. In the name of God, help us all to be what you call us to be.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back in your hands, Pastor E.
Amen, man. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Family, join us tomorrow night for the Prophet's Closet here on Blog Talk Radio 319-527-6173. I know the man of God has an awesome word. And on Wednesday, wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. We love you. We appreciate you. But the most important thing, you better know, you are God's greatest miracle. If somebody's telling you something different, you need to shake them and get with the crew that's going to tell you how much God loves you. We love you guys. God bless.
God bless.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side. Could barely breathe, could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you pay. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent. Lord.
I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so I can have